The River District development west of Charlotte Douglas Airport is slated to be Mecklenburg County's largest mixed-use development since Ballantyne. But one of the major developers behind the project, Crescent Communities, says it's no longer partnering with commercial developer Lincoln Harris. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The 1,400-acre River District has been a partnership between two massive developers, Crescent Communities and commercial developer Lincoln Harris. The two plan to build what would essentially be a new self-contained community between the airport and the Catawba River of homes, apartments, offices, and stores and hotels. There would be 800,000 square feet of office space, twice as much as in the Ballantyne Corporate Park. Crescent Communities was going to focus on residential development. Lincoln Harris was going to focus on office and retail. But Chase Curley of Crescent Communities says Lincoln Harris is now focusing on what he calls pad-ready development in other parts of Charlotte, and that Crescent is now the lead developer on the entire project. He says Lincoln Harris would be welcome to rejoin the River District.
But otherwise, in the meantime, or throughout the or for the entirety, we do look to be the lead developer of the entirety of the River District outside of land that we own.
Crescent owns about 1,100 acres of the River District. There are 300 acres that are part of the development with several different owners, and Lincoln Harris guided those property owners through the city's rezoning process. Curley says the River District is still on track. The first phase will be built near Interstate 485 and West Boulevard.
We anticipate having site work completed and infrastructure substantially in by the end of 21, with hopefully building permits in around that same time frame.
Lincoln Harris is developing the 10-acre Legacy Union site near Bank of America Stadium, which includes a new office tower for Honeywell and the recently finished Bank of America Tower. Lincoln Harris says in a statement that it remains involved in the River District, but it didn't say how, and the company is no longer listed as a partner on the River District website. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.